And we're back on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Bailey Hape from Wright Girls Basketball just committed to Samford to continue her athletic and academic journey right here on WREF. Hey, Bailey, really appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, it's a big deal for you. It's a big deal for the community to have one of our own go on to the next level, D1. So why Samford? You had a bunch of options. Why did you decide to become a Bulldog?
You know, when I took my visit, you know, I fell in love with the campus. And, you know, even before then, getting to, you know, build relationships with the coaches, you know, I just feel like they really believed in me, and, you know, they just saw so much value in me, and that was really important to me, and knowing that there's a coaching staff behind me that's, you know, going to back me up and going to believe in me and help me grow as a basketball player and as a person too. And it's also a Christian university, so that's pretty cool. You know, I kind of get to grow in my faith there as well. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
You know, we're a little bit biased here on the station since we are the USI flagship. I know that Southern Indiana was in on your recruitment. How strongly did you consider staying home? Now, we're proud of you regardless, but, Bailey, we're all a little bit mad at you for not staying local.
No, it was definitely a top choice for me, but, you know, in the end, I feel like I kind of wanted to, you know, experience life outside of Evansville. You know, USI is great, but I feel like, you know, I've been Evansville my whole life, so I feel like, you know, getting to, you know, experience life in another city, you know, I think Birmingham is going to be a great city for me, so... Yeah, really excited about that.
I certainly will. I tell you that my professional career in broadcasting began in Birmingham, Alabama. It's a great city, and you're going to have a great time. Now, Samford is lucky enough to win the Bailey Hape sweepstakes, and again, she's here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway. An Evansville tradition since 1972, the little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. So in talking about your recruitment to Samford, you get it done before your senior season, really before school begins for your senior year academically as well. Why was it important for you to commit when you did?
Honestly, I feel like it kind of, you know, just took a little bit of stress off, you know, committing early. I feel like you really just kind of, you know, get to have, not that it was like a weight, but it's just like almost like a relief, you know, knowing that you have a home, and it's like it's something you can look forward to once you get done with college, because like a lot of kids in their senior year, like they're kind of unsure of like, oh, like where am I going to go, or like all that type of stuff. So I feel like it's really like comforting to know that that's where I'm going to go and where I'm going to grow and just have a lot of fun.
Also gives you an opportunity to focus on your senior season and getting the Panthers as far as you guys can go. Brock Stone, obviously the head coach, getting really excited for the upcoming season. We'd love to have him on this program. We've had him on a bunch. How do you feel about the upcoming season and your senior year?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I think we're going to be pretty strong contenders again for sectionals. You know, we didn't get the job, you know, done last year as, like, you know, as good as we wanted to, but you know, I think if we, you know, just continue to put in the work and, you know, our younger players really contribute even more than they did last year, I feel like we'll be, you know, even better than we were. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Again, Bailey Hayne from Wright Girls Basketball just committed to Samford here on WREF. The Refs Call is driven by D. Patrick Nissan. And in talking about your commitment to Samford, I want to go back to this, right, because it's always a big jump for a high school athlete of any caliber, of any sport, at any level, to go up to play in college, especially Division I. What do you feel you need to accomplish in your senior year to get ready for the next level, Division I college basketball?
You know, probably I would say, you know, just working my hardest, because, you know, I feel like college is, you know, the next step up. You know, it's going to be a lot more intense. You know, players are going to be bigger, faster, stronger. So, you know, also just, you know, staying in the weight room, you know, eating a good diet, just all those, like, all the little things will add up and, you know, make me better for the next level.
16 points per game a season ago. You were an elite defensive player as well, 3 steals per game as a junior. And now with this commitment to play Division I college basketball, you're already going to go down as one of the best players in the program's history. What more do you have to prove coming up on your senior season for Rice Girls basketball?
I would say we're really, really looking for that sectional because it's been a while since Rice Girls basketball has won a sectional, so I feel like that's a really good, really good goal for us. And you know, if we win sectionals, then trying to win regionals is that next step. So you know, can't ever be satisfied, and you know, we just gotta continue to keep working, continue to get to keep getting better, and yeah, just staying optimistic and just keep working hard.
Of course, you have all your focus, all your attention on achieving those goals for your senior year now that the college commitment is done. Going to Samford, really excited for that for you and for the community as well to rally behind you in your next step of your athletic and academic journey. Again, Bailey Hay from Rice Girls Basketball here on WREF, the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. You know, whenever we have a student athlete on the program talking about big news, whether that is an award or a professional contract or a college commitment, whatever it is, we always ask this question: how do you celebrate a college commitment? I know how I celebrated my college commitment, but I wasn't a Division I student athlete. What did you do with your family, with your friends, to kind of put confetti on this whole situation and to finally celebrate and acknowledge that the recruitment process is done?
Yeah, no, it was a fun night. You know, I FaceTimed the coaches, and you know, when I told them I was committing, you know, they just had the most awesome reaction. Like, they were all cheering, like they were super happy for me, and you know, my family was obviously super happy for me as well. We went and grabbed some dinner that night, and then you know, just had lots of fun the rest of the night. It was a great day.
Dinner. What is the celebratory Bailey Hape meal?
Man, well, we went to Hacienda, so actually, nice. I got a cheese quesadilla, so it was pretty yummy.
Nothing wrong there. I mean, I can't blame you there. Again, Bailey Habier on WREF talking about her college commitment to Samford. You mentioned that it's a Christian university, and of course, that's absolutely true. I know that from my experience in Birmingham. It's a great city. It's a great school. It's a great program. I could tell that your faith is very important to you. What did it take for you to get here, not just Samford, but to the point where you are athletically and academically ready to take this next step in your journey to Division I college basketball?
You know, I just feel like all the work that I've put in over the years, you know, I feel like it's, you know, finally paying off. You know, just I feel like I've stayed, you know, pretty consistent, you know, like my whole life, you know, growing up. I obviously, like, love basketball right from the start, and I feel like, you know, I've always been training, always just been trying to get better at every little thing, because even at, like, when you think you're good, like, there's always ways you can improve and stuff you can get better at. So, you know, just really trying to stay consistent and just working, I guess, is what I would say.
Well, it's the type of thing, Division I college basketball offering commitment that, what, about 1% of high school athletes eventually achieve. So it puts you in rare air. At what point did you realize that this target, Division I college basketball, was in your scope? When did you realize that this is something that you wanted to pursue?
Honestly, I've always wanted to play college basketball. I think middle school was kind of like when I really, like, started to gain interest for it, because it's like, man, like, if I really keep working, like, I really do have a good shot. And I think, like, the past, like, couple years was, like, you know, I can really play Division I, you know, if I keep working and keep working, because, you know, nothing is, like, set in stone. Like, I didn't know, like, oh, I'm going to be D1. Like, you just know, like, if I keep working, like, there's a good chance for me to, you know, play any level. And, you know, Division I was the level that, you know, happened to come out of that. So, you know, just really excited.
You know, something I've noticed over the years talking to student athletes just about every day, I do it for a living, is that everyone, especially in athletics, is the sum of all these different parts and influences and whatnot. Who do you model your game off of, and who really helped you get here to this point as far as serving as an example for you and your basketball journey?
Honestly, you know, my parents are my biggest example. Is, you know, they've just been great leaders. They're always, you know, driving me to practices, games, trainings. Like, they've just been with me, like, throughout this whole journey. And, you know, I feel like there's quite a bit of people that I'd say, like, I model my game after, you know, I guess, well, Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark, you know, the two best shooters. So, you know, I like to shoot the three. So I feel like that's kind of where I, you know, model that aspect off of. And, you know, I feel like Paige Bueckers is a really good, another player that's, you know, just really, like, versatile and can really just score all three levels. So I feel like that's something that I kind of want to work on more is just, you know, getting more of, like, that mid-range shot because she has such a tough mid-range. So, yeah, those are kind of the people I look up to.
I feel like Paige Bueckers getting some disrespect in the WNBA right now. Maybe not disrespect, but a lack of respect for what she's doing with the Dallas Wings just because the Wings are just not one of the elite teams in the WNBA. I'm glad you mentioned Paige Bueckers. But, yeah, certainly Curry and Caitlin Clark. You know, the shooting thing is something I'm glad you mentioned. Obviously, that's your strength, right? That's your game. And that's what helps you get to 16 points per game at Rice as a junior. And that's what helps you get to Division I college basketball, now committed to Samford. Is that something that you expect to translate directly from high school to college, your ability to shoot the rock?
Mm-hmm. I think so, but, you know, in college, like, you know, there's going to be more pressure, like, applied. So, you know, even, like, working on, like, extending my range because, you know, there might not be that many shot opportunities that close to the three-point line. So, you know, really just kind of working on, like, creating space and working on my range will also, you know, be kind of how I can, like, translate that to the college level.
I like it. Okay, so here's one more question for you, Bailey. And again, really appreciate your time. So generous with it. And talking about your commitment to Samford, getting ready for your senior season. Hopefully can have you back on again to talk about Rice girls basketball rather than Samford women's basketball. But Samford has a tendency of playing some teams in the area that are pretty close, you know, regionally. Big games against Power 4 teams. Kentucky, they played a couple of years ago. I think they played Louisville. So who is kind of your circle on the calendar team that, oh, I can't wait to play this team on any given year in your upcoming 4 years as a Bulldog? Who do you really want to play?
Man, I don't know. I feel like, are you talking like any team, like if I could pick?
Or yeah, like yeah. Who's like your dream opponent of pinch me, I'm here?
I feel like I'd have to say IU. I feel like,
I like it.
That'd be such a like a cool experience, you know, just, you know, playing them, you know, obviously up in Bloomington. I feel like that's just such a cool atmosphere. That would honestly be a dream.
I like it. Hey, again, Samford has a tendency of scheduling teams like that, so I'm not going to say expect it because you never know, but expect some big games against some big teams, and I'm talking to the listener now. Expect some big numbers from Bailey Hape as a Bulldog in college basketball, but even still in senior year upcoming for Rice girls basketball. So happy you could join us. Congratulations on the commitment. Good luck in your senior season. Can't wait to see what you do in both levels.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Again, that's Bailey Hape of Rice girls basketball for now, but futurely of Samford women's basketball. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by T. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.